The top of that is the pasuk about Toyi Sama Hashem Alakecho Shem Mimor Kim Liyir as Hashem Alakecho. Olach is Mechol Derechov. Olavah Oysoyu Olavah as Hashem Alakecho Bechol Lavovcho Bechol Nafshecho Lishmar as Mitzvot Hashem Eschol Kesov Asher Nochim Etzav Rahayim L'Toy V'Loch. That's the two. It's two pasukim. So the actual language of the pasukim is on page 3. V'Toyi Sama Hashem Alakecho Shem Mimor Kim. Kim liyir, the year of Hashem alakecha, lalechus b'chol derechov, lahavo yisoy, lavedes Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. That's pasuk yud beis. Lishmor es mitzvot Hashem b'zchus kesav asher anochi mitzavcha hayom l'toy v'loch. So the Ramban points out that mo Hashem alakecha nimshecha l'toy v'loch. It's all one thought. So pasuk yud beis, you're given a really all one thought. It's nimshech, it's continuation until okay l'toy v'loch. Fine. So this pasuk, there's a lot of challenges in the pasuk. So there's three chazals on the pasuk. I didn't bring the lashon of the chazal. One is a kol b'nei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim. Then we know that everything's b'nei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim because it says ma shem alakecho shem elokim liyir. Good. And now the pasuk also says lachad b'chol derechov la'avo yisrael la'avo shem alakecho b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho this much mitzvot hashem zchuk gezavah shenuk mitzav b'chayim. So, Kol Hashem Chutz Yer Shemayim and everything else. So that word doesn't say that. The word says Yer Shemayim, right? The pasuk seems to say a list. Okay, one chazal. Second chazal, David Melech says, "Ach Hashem Es Hashem Yisro Bakeish." Shidu Hashem Kol Yemechel Asus Shem Hashem Gebachem Becholoi. So Hashem says, "Excuse me, Ach Hashalti." Shidu Hashem Kol Yemechel Asus Shem Hashem Gebachem Becholoi. He has three things. He says, "Hashem, you do the same thing." He says, "Kiim liyira, kiim," and you say yira and ava lelechas. You do the same thing. So what's with the famir? Like, you know, that's the medrash. Like, you know, like what's the conversation over there in that medrash? And the third thing is we have a different chazal. Chazal say, "Ota yira misses utrasihi." So is yira small, something small? It says, you know, versus what he's asking. You're just asking, just like yira. So the Gemara says, "In the Rabbi Moshe misses utrasihi." So I have a different problem, right? So what's the pasuk coming off? Okay, that's the taisha pasuk. Versus, listen, I'm not asking you a lot. I'm only asking you this. So theoretically, I could be asking you for 50 things. I'm only asking for 10. So the sentence makes sense. So Rosh says, I'm not asking for everything. All I'm asking for is Yira. Lechad b'chol derachov. Lahav o'yisai. Lahav o'yisai m'kech b'chol avovcho b'chol nafshecho. And lishmur es mitzvot Hashem b'chol kesar Hashem yachim etzav v'chayu. So I'm asking for everything. What do you leave out? Right? If you didn't get it in the first three, first four, Yira, Lechad b'chol derachov, which is halicha b'darchei Hashem. Lahav o'yisai Hashem. Every single being of your body is Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yishomer, all the mitzvahs. So what did you leave out in the post? I'm not asking for everything, I'm just asking for everything. But the Mordes doesn't ask that. The Mordes asks, is Yira Mitzvotrasi? Like the post is referring to specifically Yira. Yira seems to be, the post saying, I'm not asking, I'm just asking for Yira. But the Mordes says, and Yira is just like a Kleinigkeit. The Mordes says, yeah, for Mordes it's a Kleinigkeit. So I'm not getting involved in what the Mordes Teretz is. You know, that we spoke about last year. What the Teretz is, how's it answer the question? So Mordes made us talk on the Kleinigkeit, and said, listen, here's a Kleinigkeit. Since for me it's easy, therefore I'm just saying it's not so hard for you either. Like, what does that mean? For us it's very hard. But I'm not asking a lot. I'm asking the hardest thing in the world, since for the strong man over here it's easy. That's a different problem. I'm not getting stuck in that. That's the standard problem everybody has. The problem over here, well, how's that? What's the worst there? It's a good question. I and Shom last year. Okay, but I'm saying the puzzle doesn't fit. The puzzle is not only talking about Yira. And the Mora seems to see the pasuk as being exclusive to Yira. And the Mora question is Yira. And the pasuk is saying, listen, I'm not asking a lot. I'm only asking Yira. Well, you know, is Yira so small? Yeah, Yira can be so small. That's not true. The pasuk is asking many things besides Yira. So go back to page 1. The page 1 is a piece of Mesil Shashar. So Mesil Shashar says that the truth is that this two psukim over these two psukim over here really are kollel everything that there is to do. So he brings the pasuk, quotes the whole pasuk. Kan kol kol chelke shleimus avoda nirtzis Hashem yisbarach. These two psukim, we've included everything which will be avodas Hashem. A yira halicha bedracha, which means going in the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu, mahum rachum avatachanun, mahum rachum avatarachum, kemo chesed, kemo meisim, biker charlem, all in the name of the chesedim of Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to do the same. Ha'ava shleimus alev, right? He touches a shleimus halev, and shmiras kol mitzvos. So in these two psukim, we got everything in. So he goes to them one by one. Here he hears from a Musa Yisborach. It's the awareness of the awe of the godliness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shiyarim in lavana kama shiyarim in lefte melech golav and nero. V'yevish v'du lost the pashim embarrassed. Akol tenuah shubar li snaya. Whatever he does, whatever a human being does, he's going to be do it with an awe because he's standing in front of the king. Right? So this is the lashon which the Ramah has in the first sif of Shulchan Aruch, that. That a person has to be shemakayim the concept of shvisi Hashem and edisomid. That a person who's standing in the presence of the king doesn't act certain ways. You don't open your mouth. You're not rolling in laughter. You're not guffawing. There's something you're not going to do in the presence of the king. So shvisi Hashem and edisomid is the skivus of yira. Right. I think I told you once. The Maisa with right? Rabbi Lapian, Soif Yamov. There was a Yid, Rabbi Eli Schlossberg, I think his name was Rabbi Schlossberg, I forgot his first name, I think it was Rabbi Elio. You see, he was a Bacher in Karachis Gio, where Rabbi Lapian was the Mashkiach. Knesset Hizkiyo in Karachis Eden. Yeshiva Knesset Hizkiyo in Karachis Eden. So he was a bacher there, and the rebellious representative passed away. He's not supposed to live in the house by yourself. So Bacher used to be there, stay with him in the house. So he stayed with the rebellious in the house for a few years. So he put the article book about Rebbe Lapian. It's his book. He wrote the book. So before he wrote the book, he was in Cleveland once. He was speaking. He had tapes to rebellious that he had copied, you know, reel to reels. They made them into cassettes, and he was selling them. So I remember the first time I listened to one, it was really scary because you listen to a voice of a person who's not here anymore. It was like the first. So he told us a story that Rebellion closed towards the end of his life. He started getting up very early. He used to get up early. He started getting up very early. So, like, you know, it wasn't good for his health. So finally he asked him, like, you know, Rebbe, like, you know, why are you getting up so early? He says, listen, I'm very old. I'm going to the next world, and they're going to ask me that I keep the Torah, and I'm going to say yes. And I say, okay, fine. Let's see. They're going to take out a Shulchan Aruch, and they're going to go through Shulchan Aruch sif by sif and see if I did it. So, you know, listen. So imagine you take the Shulchan Aruch sif by sif, and you get the sif man vav, and you get this, you know, and they say, you know, you didn't do this. Okay, it's very embarrassing. But imagine that they catch you on the first sitting. Right? That's horrible. Right? The first sitting of Shulchan Aruch is that a person should get up early, he should be Marah Shachar, he should get up before Allah's Shachar, that he should be the one who's Marah the Shachar. So my horror was that the Ramah, there's this long Ramah with the Baal Shem Tov, that he wasn't worried about being caught on. He was worried about being caught on the issue of getting up early in the morning. Right, so that's, you know, the whole long piece over there about that a person should be halacha v'alakim told me that didn't seem to bother him. He was comfortable saying yes, I was makayim that. But the shocker problem, well, that was an issue. He was sleeping a little, you know, later. That's the mice. Okay, so that's year. Halicha midrachov kol kol inyan yoshua midas v'tikunam. Everything which comes to the inyan of working on kas and gaiva and all the different things. That's a Kodesh Baruch. That's being like a Kodesh Baruch. We work on the midas. So that's all of the Vedas of Musar is included in Halicha Midrach. Ha'ava, Shidik Rebeleva Adam, Ha'ava Elov Yisborach, Achetis Ara Nav Shalas Nachazurach Lefanav. I probably have a desire to make a Kodesh Baruch happy. Koshalim Misara, Lassus Nachazurk, Avi Velimoi. Vitzarim Kosus Amitsidoi. I may hear him. I feel bad if I'm not doing it or someone else is not doing it. So it's that idea that I don't, you know, listen, I do my thing, you do your thing, everybody's wonderful. Right? So the Rebbeinu Yehuda gives a mashal that a general who loves his king is upset when somebody else is not serving the king properly either, because I want the army to run well, because that's the pride of the king. I want not only my section but all the sections of the army to run well. He says the lashon of Aviv Imoy. So Aviv Imoy, I feel bad if somebody else is doing things against the rutzon of my parents. So if I can address it, I'm very happy. Shem is a leif, he. Shetia havoda l'fan of Yisborach b'tara kavana. When your Shem is a leif means when you serve, you should serve with a purity. I'm doing it because I want to serve, not because I get a benefit, not because I get a benefit in this world, I get covered, I get usher, not because I get benefit in the world to come. I'm doing it because I want to serve. It was that she'll leave by Shalom Avoida. Look, also included in that is that I'm convinced that this is true. I'm doing it because I really believe in it. That's also Shlemus Alev. I'm in it, right? You know, they say, are you in? I'm in. Okay, so it's not in the mother. Or I just do it out of roads. So that's not it's not lave. There's no lave involved. So the of the Bechol of Avkam, that you're Ivan Kodesh Baruch Hu with your whole lave, means El Shayyi called Liba Nosim Lizeh. So that's the Shlemus. So that's the title of the Pasuk, Lav Bechol of Avkam. Now, it's interesting. When you think of Lav Hashem Lakacha Bechol of Avkam, Bechol Nafshecha, what mitzvah do you think of? Tirs Nefesh, okay.
Ol Malchut Shemayim.
Ol Malchut Shemayim. Yes, what do you think of?
Tefillah.
What do you think of?
Avda.
I mean, I don't know, it's a specific mitzvah per se.
What?
Kabbalah, I guess Kabbalah.
Kabbalah Shemayim, okay. So, it's interesting, the Rambam, in the Pasuk of the B'chol of Avkem, which is also Parsha Zekev in the Parsha of Shema, the second paragraph of Shema, right? The Rambam said that's the mitzvah tefillah b'chol yom. I mentioned to you once that the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mitzvahs Asay Sheshach HaCharav. So in the Sefer Mitzvahs, well, just the background. The Sefer Mitzvahs was written the Behag, which predated the Rambam by quite some time, but you know, good 200 years, was the first one who made a list of the 613 mitzvahs. The Mor says the 613 mitzvahs, the Mor never says what they are. Okay? The Bahag, in his Sefer, which is Halacha, it's Halacha, he wrote a Sefer, Halacha's Gedolus. He was one of the Goyim, and it was written at the time of the Goyim, and it was Halacha Sefer. It's one of the first Halacha Sefer we have after the Gemara. And it was Halacha, there was a Sefer called Halacha Pesukos, written before Halacha Gedolus. So he's referred to as the Baha because that stands for Rosh Hashanah, is Baal Halacha Gedolus, the author of Halacha Gedolus. So the Baha, in the introduction to his work on Halacha, made a list of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam wrote his Sefer mitzvahs really as a response to the Baha. And the Rambam has the beginning, has 14 shrushim, he calls them, 14 sets of rules, what he feels is a valid mitzvah, which goes into the Taryag mitzvah. I mean, it means there are thousands of commands in the Torah. Not every command is called one of the 613 mitzvahs. Sometimes it's a repetition, sometimes it's a type of a statement which is so broad that it's not specific, so it's not included, etc. But there are many commands in the Torah beyond the 613. So Rambam makes his rules. He's writing it basically because he disagrees on the Bahag in many places. So the Ramban wrote a commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of the Rambam to act as an act of a response in the defense of the opinion of the Bahag. So during that process, he disagreed with some of the lists of the 613 mitzvahs that the Rambam listed. He felt they're not mitzvahs. And that's not what it means. And those are not mitzvahs. So at the end of the day, he's got to fill up his number. So after the asays, he has the mitzvah say shashachach harav, the mitzvah say which he felt that the Rambam left out, which he puts in, thereby compensating for his lack of mitzvah say, the same thing about Malos asays. So the mitzvah say shashachach harav, he says one of them is the taich of the mitzvah of the b'chol avavchem means that when you serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, when you do mitzvahs, you serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu means do mitzvahs. That's what Lavdah means. You serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu through mitzvahs. You should do it b'chol avavchem, with your whole heart in it. You shouldn't do it as like Mr. Sherman saying, you're not sure if it's a good idea to do. You're doing it out of rote. It has to be you're doing it with your full heart. So the Ramban says that Batsim, every time you become a mitzvah, you have two mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah, you have the mitzvah to do the mitzvah properly. So there's a machlokes about the mitzvah sirchas kavana, which means you do the mitzvah because you want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says that's all the machlokes and what b'diavad you yotze. But regards to the chiyuv, the chachila, to do the mitzvah because you want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which that's what mitzvah sirchas kavana means. Everybody agrees there's a mitzvah saying in the Torah that you have to be over a Kadosh Baruch Hu with that purpose. Every mitzvah you're doing it because you want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you're doing it. That's what mitzvah sirchas kavana means. So that's what everybody agrees. That's a mitzvah say the raisa. The shaila is, if you didn't have that kavanah, so that mitzvah, this mitzvah, you weren't mekayim. But what about the mitzvah that you were doing, right? So I blow the shofar. I love the sound of the shofar. It's such a geschmack to hear the sound of the shofar. I love it. I can blow a shofar every single day to hear, right? So I go on Shabbat in the morning and I blow the shofar the shame shir. So not mekayim below the b'chol avavchem. I'm not serving Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol avavchem. I'm not doing it because this is a Hashem's command. Okay. But now, b'di'evan, my yotz mitzvah shofar. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. B'lechatchila, he says, every mitzvah you have to do b'chol avavchem. So that's how the Rosh Hashanah is teaching over here, that like this Ramban, that all the b'chol avavchem means that when you're over the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you do the mitzvahs, you should do it with your lev. The lev should be in the avodah. Shiras kol mitzvahs. Means doing all of the mitzvahs, every single one of the halachic details. Not the nishkein, gresa maisa, right? Ki'im, just, everyone, all of the entire mitzvahs with all of their details. Halachic, right. First, you have to know all of the halachic details. Then you have to be able to make all of the details. And then you have the ability to do it, the strength to do it, right? Are your tefillin, I mean, Mekayim, everyone in the halachic details of the tefillin? I don't know, Then he said an interesting thing. So these are mamash, these are kol yistika concepts. They need to be explained. So the chachamenu, the shakola chalokim eil b'seder l'chilak echad yoser peroti m'sudr l'fi ha'droga and yitzrechaz b'am litus z'zan l'nach. So you know what? I find Chazal spoke about these five things in a way which will allow you to work through them one by one to get to all of these things. So you have these five mitzvahs, five clothing sticker statements. Over the Kosh Baruch Hu, which everybody you do, that's a clothing sticker. Halicha Bedrachav, Shmiras Kol HaMitzvahs. You know what? Chazal spoke about them somewhere else and made a different type of a division which will allow you to eventually get to all of these five things. What is that? That's the price of a Pichos Ben Yoyer. So there's Tar Mavila de Zahiris, Zahiris Mavila de Zrizis, Zrizis Mavila de Nikias, and he goes through the famous price. So the price that says that, when a person has Torah, that brings him to have Zahiris, which should be, he's careful. And that brings him to Zrizis, he does things with alacrity. That brings him to Nikias, he does things with a clean, a pure way. That brings to Precious. Precious brings to Tahara, which brings to Chassidus, and to the Anova. Anova brings to Yerushkeit. Yerushkeit brings to Kedusha. Kedusha brings to Ruach HaKodesh. And that brings to Tchias HaMeisim. She says, the whole Sefer Sosh HaSharim, really, I'm explaining these two psukim of Atoya. I'm really explaining these two psukim. But I'm going to follow this price of Pinchas Ben Yoyer, and I have one parak of the Hakdama, I have the Hakdama, I have one parak about the general statements, then I have four prakim on Zahiris, and I have four prakim on Zrizis, etc. Right? That's all really explaining these two psukim. Now, we were talking about Yira, Ava, Halecha, Medrachav, Shemesh Kol Mitzvahs, Lamdu Cholav, and also we're talking about Tzihiris and Zrizis and Nikias and Krisha and Tahara. Like, what happened? Mr. Shulman, like, he doesn't explain his thought process. He's just like, yeah, like, you know, these five, this brisa which goes to this, you know, this order of Avaida, it's clearly talking about these five things in the pasuk, right? And this is just, it's finding a very nice way how to show you to do them step by step. So eventually, you're going to get fulfill all these five things in the pasuk. So, first of all, you see that he clearly learning the pasuk has five things, Aleph and Beis. What's the connection? So. That's part of the challenge that we're going to try and figure out, maybe. Okay. So, a few things. So, let's take a look at the Ramban, page 3. Back to the Ramban. So he says this is all a connection. The Ramban says back to the, or continuing on to the thought of the Latoy Vloch is going to be beneficial for you. Yomer, in any show me mach dover shia letzarchoi el letzarchecho ketam im tzidak to matitin loy. The Rosh says I'm not asking for my benefit. Rechakol Latoy Vloch. Okay, that's the part of the Ramban we need to see. So, the Ramban is saying that the stress of the pasuk over here is that this is all. It's not for me; it's for you. What's for you? The yira, the ava, the lechem b'chol derachav, the ayin b'chasro b'chol leiv, shem b'chol mitzvahs. You should know it's all the type laws. It's for you. It's not for me. That's the Ramban touches the pasuk. I want to talk about that more, but I want us to see. Okay. Comes along Rav Hirsch. Next two pages are Rav Hirsch. So he goes, he looks at the cantillation over here, the trup, as we call it in English, right? Cantillation is some foreign language. Okay. Imagine the Michel Sherm is right, that there's five different thoughts in the pasuk. How would you put the chop on the pasuk? We put the chop on the pasuk like this. Ki'im li'aroz Hashem alokecho l'lechaz b'chol d'rochov u'lavo yisoy. Right? That's not what the pasuk says. That's not the chop.
They're separated.
Right? Each one would be its own. Each one gets a pause. Each one has its own thought. Yirat Hashem alakecho, one thought. Well, lechaz b'chol derechov, another thought. La'av Yisrael is another thought. La'av Hashem alakecho is a fourth thought. Right. So with the trup, with parallel, that this is really, it's there's a pause even with each one of them. So you would have a ma'pach b'ashto zokeif katon. You would have a munach zokeif katon, munach zokeif katon. You would have something along those lines. But that's not what you have. So it comes along Rabbi Hirsch, and he says like this. Shel Mimoch, on page 174. According to the cantillation, La'ava, L'lechaz, the year of L'lechaz, La'ava are not three separate demands. The L'lechaz, La'ava are consequences of the year. To fear God in such a manner that it leads to our going in all the paths of God, which in turn leads to the love of God. Okay? Therefore, for Yiras Hashem means to keep God in His greatness and loftiness ever in one's mind, and thereby be induced to strive for all the goals, the way to which He has taught us. And this is developing all of our forces in the presence of God, so the goals He set before us and the ways which He taught us to take brings us happiness. And that's going to create a feeling of Ava. So, Rav Hirsch talks about, in a different place, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. So the Chinuch says that the Tama Mitzvah is a curse of time. which is actually a medrash, fine. The Hirsch sees a different reason. He says that that coupled with the fact that it's in the first five of the Sefer Dibur, not in the last five. The main point over here is, he says that the parent is the conduit to give over to the child all of the messages of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nature of people is that we only absorb from something that we respect. If I have a Rebbe that I respect, and I have a teacher that I respect, I can absorb a tremendous amount from him. If I don't respect him, I'm not going to absorb his lessons. So there's a mitzvah kibbutz of aim to allow the child to learn the lessons about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about the Torah mitzvahs, because if they respect the parent who's the conduit for the teaching, because the Ikur mitzvah is the parent teach the child, they're going to absorb those messages. So it's part of your Avodas Hashem. So Kal v'chomer, the more year they have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more all they have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more I'm going to respect the path that he chose for me. So the Yiras Hashem Lekecha allows for the Lechaz B'chol D'Rachav. The Rachav over here not necessarily meaning just like Halicha B'drachav, following, but it means the path that the Rosh Hashanah laid out for me, which is the Torah, the mitzvahs, and all everything we're supposed to do, that the path that the Rosh Hashanah laid out for me, I'm going to do it. Because my awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows me to have an awe of the path. I respect the path that he laid out for me. A person would go to the stipler, right? And so you walked into the stipler, you know, you were trembling, you walked into the stipler. You know, the pachad are going into the stipler. And he looks at you and he says, listen, he says, I see from looking at, you know, who you are, that this is the path that you're supposed to lead in your life. Obviously, I'm going to be careful. I'm going to follow that. A person went, the Ramban writes that the purpose of going to the Navi, the primary purpose of going to the Navi, with his Ruach HaKadosh, is able to look at your neshama and tell you what your purpose in life is. And he'll tell you exactly what you have to do with your life. Right? So you went into the Navi with an awe that when he would tell you that, you say, there's a mice with somebody that the Chazon Ish told him that he should become a first grade Rebbe. So now, you know, I mean, this person was trying to tell Chacham, he's a first grade Rebbe, little kids, etc. The Chazon Ish tells you to become a first grade Rebbe. You become a first grade Rebbe, right? The Chazon Ish was the Gadol HaDor, Chazon Ish, we have stories about his Ruach HaKadosh. He says, you should be a first grade Rebbe. You're a first grade Rebbe. The Russian says that you have the awe of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Russian says, do X, you say, how are you? Right? You know, you say, jump. He says, you jump. Maybe not. Like, what's the purpose of the mitzvahs? I have a different shita. None of that stuff. You have a year from Kadosh Baruch Hu. You follow the path that he tells you. And you realize that the Baruch Hu is telling you this path for not for his own purpose, but for you. So, how could you not have a feeling of Ahava? So these three thoughts really are one. It's a flow of a thought process. So that helps us with our question, that Moshe Rabbeinu's question is really, the point is just Yira. Listen, get the Yira in place, and you'll have the Lechad B'Drachav, you'll have the Ahava, you'll have all of the B'Chol of Avcha. Okay? So that's, I think, a helpful... So the next paragraph he addresses that this year Hashem is probably the one root of all of our living and acting in the presence of God. It's the one thing that God has laid entirely in our hands, a couple of Shemokot Yir Shemai, is one thing that is imoch, so God can demand it me imoch. It's yours. It is one thing out of all that he gives us, and with all that he gives us, he expects back from us to him. So the Russian says the only thing that he has Meiskanozov means the only thing he treasures is our year. Is the key to all knowledge, and having it completely is the aim of all knowledge. So every man who has knowledge of Torah but has no fear of God is like a treasure who has been handed the keys to the inner chamber of the treasury but not the keys to the outer one. How shall he get into the treasure? Okay. Now, Lishmar, this year, this Ava, this God-fearing walking in God's path and his loving service of God with all one's heart and all one's soul can only be made into something concrete and real by conscientiously keeping the commandments of God, given in his Torah. So, the Lishmar is just the practical expression of the Ava and the Yira. So, it's all one package. That's what I first understand. Beautiful, beautiful people. Okay. I want to go back to the Mishnah Shorim and see what we can do with the Mishnah Shorim. Okay. So this is from a Sefer published by Feldheim a while back. It's called the Mishnah Shorim. The name of it. No fancy name. What year was this? 1998 it came out. I think that's 20 years ago. And so he says that the Sefer is the Mussar Sefer, right? He says, no, it's not a Mussar Sefer. This is a Sefer about Mitzvah Hashem. He says, I'll prove it to you. In the Akdama, the third paragraph, Mevar Rabbeinu is the Pasuk Rishon Shal Parashas Ha'ira, Akar Lo Arba Melchalki Avodas Hashem and Besisiyim, Kalechem Yam Mugder Gam Ka'achat V'Tayya Mitzvah. Ha'ira is, the numbers that he's referring to over here are to the Sefer Chinuch. Yira is one of the mitzvahs, Lich B'drach Hashem, Avas Hashem, Shleim HaSaleif, B'Avoyda. Now Shleim HaSaleif, the Chinuch does not list as one of the Targum mitzvahs, but other, we'll see, other ones do. B'Achrem HaChel HaChamishi, which is Shemesh Kol HaMitzvahs. Okay. Now, if you look at the Sefer, this is what he does with the Sefer. Paragration is, and he says, very clearly, he says that the only vehicle which allows you to come to this purpose of man is doing the mitzvahs. Okay? Hazir Sanakiyun, Inyanu Kiburbenu, Darkakim Shalasasah Mitzvahs Loisase. Zrizus Metapelas Boyven Kiyum Ramach Mitzvahs. So, in the first three of the Midas, Zahiris, he says, is how to keep the Los Asseis. Zerizis is how to keep the Asseis. And the Kiyas is how to keep the Los Asseis with perfection. Okay, Aprishas, Ikran Yonah, Lifash, Rana Mutter, Meyutter, which is the mitzvah of Kedis Rachik from a Cheshash Aveiru, which is Nesayinei HaMitzvahs. Tahara, Tikkun Olev, which is the mitzvah Shleimus Olev. Chasidus Mugdaris Ha'ir Rabbeinu Kechavas Kiyum Kol Mitzvahs Mechol Tzadim Latanoim Asher Roi Sheavshur. Chasidus is the act of expression of a tremendous love to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the process of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu with every perfection. It's the Aseis basically, and with Simcha, because that's an expression of how much my opportunity to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being expressed. That's what Chasidus is. Precious is goes to the Lois Aseis. Anova is removing the gaiva, which is one of the lois haseis, etc. So now, what is this mitzvah of shleimus alev? So what he did in the sefer, after he goes through all of the tire mitzvahs which are listed in the sefer, where the Mishnah talks about them. It says some avtech mafurat on the yonah mitzvahs. So not all the time he says there are a lot of them. He doesn't, a lot of them are there, and he shows like each one. So he has in the columns, he has the number where it is in the chinuch, where it's found in the Rambam. What is the mitzvah? Where is the source in the Torah? What's the pasuk? And where in the Sharm and what he says about it. So on Shleimus Alev. So he points out that the chinuch does not list Shleimus Alev as one of the Tari mitzvahs, but the Ramban and Esim Ches and the Charedim, which I actually put in the Charedim on the last page. So we'll look at the Charedim in a second. Is Tzimis Alev, Shinyach and Lamavena Elov Yisporach Levadoi, which also includes B'tachon B'Hashem. And that the pasuk for that is Tom Diyemim Hashem Lekecho. So in the Hakdom it says Shleimus Alev, Hichmish Chemeshit Chalkeh, Shleimus Alev, Ratzuyah. In Perek Dalet, I say, "Dugman lo'imik adin Avram Yosef Nitzal begamim kalam b'minis habitochen." Bitochen is helps you prevent having problems in zrizus. Tahar tikkun alev b'machshava shiyu kol ma'isav al tzadachok v'hirah, etc. So that's where you see the he talks about that. Now turn to the last page, which is the Haredim. Now you actually see the Lashon. Ois Chafalov. Ma'ala Shlemas Abitochen Bo Yisborach Mitzvah Shenis. That there is a mitzvah to have Shlemas Abitochen. Tomet Hima Yim Hashem Alekecho. Which Rashi says means Altar Harasidus. You're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Don't worry about what's just be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be connected. You don't ask the Harei Shamayim, Chesed Kacham, you don't ask the astrologers what's going to be. And Minei no the mitzvah leave talk, but Yisburg Bakolay, Bakol Yani or Elam Kamfurish Bakabola. Therefore everything which happens whatever you feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's stretching it a little bit, because he understands that the Ramban is saying, he sees that as the Ramban is talking about Shinyach Levado Elov Yisburg Levado, which is how the Mishnah touches it. And from there he goes to be talking about Hashem. So I feel he's stretching a little bit, but I could probably be sorry about the stretch. Okay. So the point being that this idea that Musar is something which exists outside of Shmiras HaMitzvahs it's not correct. The side of Musar, you know, which is like the Yeshiva used to tell us that he himself didn't do it. He said, but Musa said, Musa is Mesil Shasharm. He said, Musa said, you're the Mesil Shasharm. He says, in the beginning, you won't get a flavor in it. It'll take you a few years to get a flavor in it. I think it took me about 8 years to get a flavor in it. Right? But you learn it, Musa said, you keep learning it, and eventually you start getting a flavor in it. That's really talking to you. It's like the Sefer is not fire and brimstone. It's not like you know. It's not peaches and cream. It's not like do this. Otherwise, it's not inspirational Sefer. We think of most of the things inspirational. It's not inspirational. Line here, line there, but it's not inspirational either. Through the issues of consequences. You're going to burn a Gehenna, or you're going to get a lot of Gehenna. That's not what he talks about. He talks about how to do what you're supposed to do properly. So, that it should inspire you, right? So, I'm reading a handbook. Metanigan, it doesn't have this. Eventually, you start getting a flavor in it. But Yeshiva said, "Musa said this is Shilchos Shorim." Musa says, "Shilchos Shorim." That was the deal. The guy said, "I read a little bit of Chaim Shalevitz. It's more inspiring." I said, "Okay, yeah." Yeshiva said, "Musa said this is Shilchos Shorim." It's a safer of a plan. It's a plan. It's a voidus of Musa. It's a plan of how I'm going to get from point A to point B. Point A is I'm starting over here. Point B is that I'm going to make myself into the person that Rosh wants me to be. The servant of Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm supposed to serve him. Live with the awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Yira, and that awareness is going to turn me into a person who understands that I have a purpose in life, which is Parakalavus is Hazor. Chavos said about that the Rosh made us for a purpose. If you want to take the parak aleph of Bessel Sharm and put it to one word, the word is purpose. Purposeful. Life has a purpose. Well, how do I know? I only know that after I have Yira. So how do I develop Yira? So you develop Yira, and that will lead me to all of the other steps that I'm supposed to be doing of living a life b'simcha of what the Russian wants me to do. Fine. Going back to the pasuk, I think I want to look at a piece of two other pieces over here, but let me go back to the pasuk for a second. I think pshat in the pasuk, if we look at the Ramban, I think I'm going to say a pshat in the pasuk, which it's not Halchazal learning it. I don't think it's Halchazal learning it. I think it's Halchazal Shilchos Shorim learning it. Zeller in the Pasuk really is talking about Yira, where Hirsch explains that's really a flow, that this that Yira is the focus. That's really what it's all about, like Chazal said. And, you know, Rehersh is Neman to Divrei Chazal. That's what, you know, that Chazal said. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. So what's, and that's the, and the trop indicates that it from there it flows to Lechad B'chol D'Rechav, to La'ava, to Oved, and Shiras Kol HaMitzvos. So the next Pasuk really is just saying that that's the vehicle which allow you to concretize and make the Yira true. Okay, but the Sitzur is seeing that this is five distinct areas of Avoda. How do you read the Pasuk? Which was the tights? So I think it touches the pasuk like this, and I think it might be pshat in Ramban. What is the Rosh Hashanah asking from you? The answer is nothing. The Rosh Hashanah asks nothing from you. Asking means that he wants to get something out of you. It's not for him. Like the Ramban says, and then Israel imach davar shiel tzarchay el tzarchecha. I'm not asking anything for me. Nothing. What? Ki'im? He's saying that you should be Yore and Aleches, Ava, Loivin, Shimer, Lotaybloch. Yes, there's five things you got to do to make that happen. But the point of the Pasuk is that Rashi says, let's get this straight. I'm not in this for me. What I'm asking from you, I'm asking nothing. That's the first. That's the meat of the pasuk. The meat of the pasuk is not, I'm only asking you for a small thing. I'm asking you for nothing. I'm just telling you, I would like you to do these five things because they're good for you. I think it's how they're bound to touch in the pasuk. Which I don't think we would necessarily have copped it without, you know, once Shil Sharm like makes it very distinct and very clear that there's five different things of avoda. So what's the taisha to pasuk? That's the taisha to pasuk.
Can also explain that the little thing is that he's asking us to do it for Tov. He's the only thing he's asking us to do it for our own good.
Right, because that also
he's doing a favor to us. I'm asking you to do it because it's good for you.
Right.
So what's the little thing? The little thing is I'm just asking you to do it for yourself. That's the kiyum.
Right. So
and these are all the things, but the asking is to do it for yourself.
Right.
So focus on your own.
So take a look at the support note. So, the psukim before talking about the things which Kali has done wrong. Okay, so I think this word is doing the same thing. The first step is you should know it's not for him. And then came the Yira. That you do by Mizvah and by Mishnah the title God lo yil avay because of the Shara the Taiv law kadei shatiz kadei chayi alam and all he's doing it because he wants it to be good for you. So I think that's the point that they're saying. Okay, I want to share with you, let's go to the Sasemis. It's a beautiful thought over here. It's a little bit of a different point. Parashas, it's page 105. So he has Torah, not Yerushalayim. He's got the inner keys, not the outer keys. Now, how do you have Torah? V'hinei Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hashem Harid HaTorah L'Bnei Yisrael V'heichan L'Fnei Amshar Panimi. So Moshe says, I took care of that in half. I gave you the Torah. I made it available. You have the keys. The sharpenimi are in your hands. So that's what Chazal are saying. You taka have the keys to the sharpenimi. Moshe says the Kaiser, listen, I'm telling you, it's there. I gave it to you. What's wrong? That I can't do for you. You need to do this part. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is that the Torah is in your hearts already. It's there. I'm not asking you through Yira to generate a new reality which you don't have. And that's the Moshe of Chazal. That we're only discussing the Mavtechus Chitzonius. The key for the Panimius, it's there already. It's in your hearts already. It's already there. So when we're working on ourselves, we're not trying to create a reality which we don't have. So listen, let's work on Yira, and after we work on Yira, we'll work on being kind of Torah. Because, like the Gemara says, the Yira is the kli to hold the Torah. It's the oitzer to hold the Torah. So it's like, you know, you spend like 50 years of your life working on Yira, and then you start working on being kind of the Torah. So no. The Torah is there already. It's mamish ready to go. The problem is, you can't unlock it because you don't have the key to the outer gate. So as soon as you get that key, and each time you get a little of that key, you get a little bit of the Torah. V'yibachinas ha'neshama. V'yira hitikon aguf liyos kli l'kabal oras ha'neshama. So Rosh Hashanah put this pure neshama inside of us. Neshama is mechubar to the Torah. The Ramchal says that, you know, that v'etzim, you think about it, the Torah is the Chochmah Elyonah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. How in the world does a human being comprehend such a thing? It's impossible. The finite mind of man cannot grasp the infinite mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless the Russia made the finite mind of man that it fits. It's two pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. So he says, the Russia made that our minds, that means our ability to grasp the Torah, which is the Neshama, fits to the Torah. So when we have a Kasha, what's shot when you don't understand something? Akasha doesn't make any sense. He says the answer is because he said there's klipas which prevent you from understanding the Torah. There's a blockage. There's something which is blocking. Well, the what the Sosemis is saying is the blockage is your body. The Shema says I get the Torah. I don't know, but that's what lights me up. That's what turns on my light bulb. But there's this black body which is blocking the light. Yira is the process of taking the body out of the picture. How so? So we spoke about this once, right? There's a fascinating thought. Rav Hutner says like this, that the philosophers grapple with the following question. We know that the Rosh Hashanah made us with Tzelem Elokim, which means that all of the different facets of a human personality parallel the facets of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. Because he made us paralleling him. Is it possible to have a facet of a human personality which doesn't exist in a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer is no. It's Hamalukim. The problem is Yira. The Baruch is not scared of anything. He doesn't have Yira. So that's the question they would grapple with. So Rav Hutner says it's wrong. That the Rosh Hashanah does have Yira. Let's define Yira. He says, Yira is the morale, we spoke about this last year, right? The morale says that, why do you talk about Yira Shemayim? You never find anywhere something called Avas Shemayim. Like, there's no such thing as Avas Shemayim, there's Avas Hashem. He says, because the idea of Shemayim is to stress the idea of the gap. He's way up there, and you're way down here. The idea of Ahava is when you reach over the gap and you connect. So the point of stressing that he's in the Shemayim is not the point. But the Yira is the idea that we realize how lonely we are compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how limited we are. It says, when a person walks down the dark alley at nighttime and he meets this guy with, you know, with 350 pounds with two bats in each hand, right? Why is he scared? Because he has a tremendous awareness of his limitations vis-a-vis that individual. Right. Imagine that I'm 400 pounds with three bats in each hand. I'm not scared. I have no limitations. Yira is the awareness of limitations. That's what the Yira is. The result of that is fear. That's what Rav Hutner writes. He says he calls it his kapsut. It's the act of withdrawing, of pulling back. The Rosh Hashanah has an hug of his kapsut, where he pulls back. He limits himself. That's the meaning of Elokim. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't allow everything to happen what he would like to do. He limits himself. So that's how there's a parallel to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that if Yira is a concept of a limit, Yira is the awareness of the limit. The more that the goof is aware how much it's not it, it's this limited being vis-a-vis the awareness of the Creator, the goof sort of like draws away, pulls back. and lets the neshama shine through. So that's what yira does. Yira is the controlling of the goof. It says by Matan Torah that the Bershom gave the Torah in such a way that he drilled the year into your being. So year was also Matana. Everything was from Nishamayim. He says, but Vatoa now, they allowed themselves to become more physical through the chait. They were going to die. So where's there's no body in the way. The body was eternal. The body was also immortal. The body was also pure. So there's no need. The year was already there. Once Kleiser did the chet ego, they're going to die again. This is that's what the psukim before are talking about. So now the body is a problem. Now you got to figure out the year problem. You have to come up with the year. Now we need those keys again. We weren't outside that we need the keys. We're already inside. Because I'll say that in Shabbos Kodesh, that the Luchos Rishonos, the crowns which we got from Matan Torah for the Luchos Rishonos are given back to Klal Yisrael, which means there's some element of the purity which comes back with such an intensity that we connect back into that reality. The Mora says that on Shabbos the Amoritz would not lie. So even on the week that he doesn't have the manas to say whether he took mice or not, and Amoritz felt Shabbos to the point that he wouldn't lie on Shabbos. Right? Nowadays the non-Amoratzim, the Halavai should feel like that. We haven't reached Chazal's Amoratzim yet, right? Shabbos, the purity of Shabbos went into the neshama. It put us back into, we have yira. So you're not going to lie in the presence of the king. So that's why the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Nitzu shara panimi apoyna kodim." Shemuchan rak acher psichas achistanias kumag. So that there was a shar which was only opened up on Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash. And the lashon over there is a pasuk is shara hapnimi hapoyna kodim. It's called a shara panimi. So why on Shabbos is the shara panimi opened up? So that's a physical manifestation of this concept that Shabbos we're inside. We're not outside trying to get in. The Bershom put a kedusha in the world on Shabbos. That if we tap into the kedusha of Shabbos, what we're doing is moving out. The physical world sort of falls away. We're not focused on the physical world. We're not focused on indulging. We're not focused on trying to get ahead and accomplish. We're not the balabas anymore. The whole weekday we're in the balabas. Shabbos, we're not the balabas. I mean, we stepped off of this planet. The physical world is the world which I'm the balabas. I'm not the balabas anymore. I'm a guest at Kosh Baruch Hu's table. So I'm inside already. So that's why Shabbos, the Shara Panimi in the Beis Hamikdash was opened up to symbolize that we're inside. That's why Shabbos is a day where there's a tremendous amount of Yira. He's saying that you're standing in the presence of, you feel the Bereshit's presence on Shabbos, you're not going to lie. So, but the Matana that, which was, so 2 points over here. The Torah is already B'matana in an Neshama. The problem is the goof is blocking, and the process of year is the awareness of our limitations to the point that the goof sort of steps down and says, you know, I should be getting away. I realize how unimportant and significant I am, so I'm not going to block you. And then Mimela, the next step is there. And you see it. You see, you know, these people who work on a void, or they work and work, and most of them have this breakthrough. Like, what happened? It's like Shlok Adar Chateva. Like, you know, your person's working on an issue, and then eventually, like, you know, feel like he has a breakthrough, and he really gets it now. What happened? Like, where'd it come from? It didn't come from outside of you. It's in you already. You got rid of the blockage. So that strength of reality, which is there in that prat, is much more strong. And the second point he's saying is that the Yisod of Kedusha Shabbos is it's what allows us to make the goof. Now, it's very sad that what happens on Shabbos is that, you know, the people focus on eating and drinking. Eating and drinking on Shabbos, I gave you the mashal about, you know, the person sitting by his parents, his mother's table and not having been home for many years. He's enjoying the eating and drinking, but he's feeling the presence of his mother and all of the love that she poured into this meal because she missed him so much. That's the way you're supposed to enjoy a Seder Shabbos. So that's an awesome thing. Right? That you're enjoying it, but you're enjoying the Bershom saying, we're sitting on the table together. It's the Bershom's table. It's not your table. The whole point of Shabbos is, it's not you're not the Balabas. You're a guest in the Bershom's world. The whole week you think you're the Balabas. And the Shabbos, you remember that you're a guest. Now, it's really good Shabbat to be a guest on Kadosh Baruch Hu's table. That's what I think Shabbos. And the food, and the restaurant made a beautiful world. He made a beautiful world, which tastes good. But when you're eating it as his guest, it's really geschmack. Because you feel his love, you feel his concern, you feel the security. Shabbos is the security, it's the manu, it's that protection. That there's the Sukkah Shalom, right? That we talk about on Shabbos. That protection which Sukkot represents is represented every Shabbos. Because Shabbos says, you know what? If I'm running the world, it's really not going to work out well. The person who runs the world, it's going to be great. That's the Sukkot Shalom. So you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel enveloped. You feel the person made a beautiful world for you. So you feel all of his love and all of his care and all his concern. It's geschmack. So you enjoy the meal. In that sense, you're not going to... Okay, one last thought. It's just in Yira, there's a madriga the Sishram talks about called Yira's Chet. Yira's Chet means like this. Let's say a husband and wife, they have a phenomenal relationship. But every relationship, it could be the best one in the world. There are certain things which you do which can damage it. But you don't want to damage it because you enjoy it so much. You're aware of the awareness of how precious the relationship is and how potentially damaging this action or word or thought might be. You don't want to do it. As a matter of fact, it in a certain sense it scares you that you're scared to get near such a thing that it might potentially damage your relationship, because why would I want to lose my beautiful relationship? That's what Yiras Chet is, Mr. Sharma says. Chet is Lashon Chesor. The true Madrega of Yiras Chet is I reach a Madrega which by the relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is so valuable to me. It's so precious that Pashat, idea of Chet, scares me. I run the other direction, because why would I want such a thing? It's totally damaging to my relationship. So the Chet being Lashon Chesor, Yiras Chet is that Madrega. So there's Madrega, he says, of Yiras Ha'inish. There's Madrega of Yiras Ha'imamus. There's a Madrega of Yiras Chet. That Yiras Ha'imamus allows me to be aware of the relation, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And then the fact that that great being cares about me creates this tremendous feeling of Ava, what the Rambam says. The awareness of the gap. And then at the Bershom... And then Bershom is reaching over the gap and reaching out to me. It's like I'm in awe of the gap, but I'm so touched by the gesture of the Bershom reaching out over that gap. And then you get the drink of your skin. I push it, don't want to do anything which is going to damage this. Okay.